So Colossians 1, 26 says, even the mystery, secret. Even what? The mystery, which is the secret. James. Moffat translation, Jane Moffat, says it's translated secret, the secret, which has been what? Hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. What has happened? It is now manifest to his saints. Says manifest to me. I know the secret. It's no longer a secret to me. I'm going to read it again. Is manifest to his saints. I want to ask you something. How many children, youth, we have in here, you're born again? Just hold your hand up. You young person, got your hand. All you old folks, anyway. Good to be young at heart. So you're born again. You're born again, you know that, right? Will that qualify you as being a saint? All right, let me read it again. Will that qualify you as a youth, a young person? You born again, will that qualify you as being a saint? Come on, talk to me. What would be your answer? Well, let me sell it for you. Either a saint or ain't. And you can't be both. So listen to what he says. I'm going to read it again. He said, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his what? So that includes you young people, right? That includes you. So this mystery is revealed to all of God's children. To know this mystery, this secret, you don't have to be old. You don't have to have some great degree in the level of education, which is fine, but you don't have to have that to be a saint. You just need the new birth. Amen. So if this mystery is now revealed, made manifest to his saints, next verse. To whom? God will make known what is the riches. Are you listening? Is revealed. But now God would make known what is what? The riches of the glory of this mystery. What is what? The riches of the glory of this mystery. What is the riches of the glory of this mystery? Among the Gentiles. See, the Israelite, and you can see in Peter's and others presenting the gospel, they didn't believe the Gentile people didn't believe they were included. They didn't even believe that the Samaritan were included, mixed race of people. But God wanted to make known to the Gentile world this mystery, this secret that has been released, and it is for the Gentile, for the entire world. And what is this secret among the Gentile? What is it? He reveals it in Scripture. I'm about to read. Which is what? Christ in you. Which is what? Christ in you. Say, Christ in me. And because Christ is in me, that's my hope of glory. I have entered into a place with God that I can behold his glory. Not only behold his glory, but I get to share in his glory. But guess what else can't participate in? Satan can't participate in the glory. He tries to bring deception to you. And if you fall for his deception, then he brings on your life's destruction, misery, suffering, pain, fear, and all the rest of the stuff he has. But when you enter into the glory, the hope of glory you have, you share in the peace, the joy, and the abundance of God's provision that he made for you. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Now listen to what John says. 1 John, hallelujah. 1 John 2:20. And we'll read 20 and 27. So you share in this. So you can't be deceived. You just walk through the door. And it's time for the church to go through and occupy, but take possession of the Israelites. Couldn't take possession of the promised land on the other side of the Red Sea. They couldn't get to the promised land on the other side of Jordan. They had to go through. They had to get to. Hello, somebody. Hey. Hey, hey. So, this is what he said. Didn't we just read Christ in you, the hope of glory? Right? But you are not like that. But you are what? Not like that. For the Holy One has given you, I'm reading from the NIV, so if you would flip over there, because that's kind of confusing. I didn't tell you that. If y'all can flip over, change over to the NIV, I say NIV, New Living Translation. New Living. Can y'all do that? But you are not like that. The Holy One has given you his spirit. See, Christ in you. Christ is the anointed one. You're not like the outsider. You fall for anything come along. You are sharp. You are keen. You are in tune. You know the Holy Ghost. When he speaks, anybody in the house? When he speaks, no matter who voice he used, you know him. Hallelujah. So, but you are not like that, for the Holy One has given you his spirit. What is his spirit given to you to teach?